And I have spoken, Madam Speaker, about the circumstances under which we operate now, with the public debt being what it is, with the government's own finances being constrained, and what it can do is much more limited than may have been in the past. So we have to more and more try to liberate the private capital, whether it's domestic or from outside St. Vincent and the Grenadines, to essentially put them to work to create opportunities for our people here. We have to essentially find a balance to be able to take advantage of those opportunities and to give meaning when we talk about having a public-private partnership, or you have a government that is philosophically and out of necessity as well, is aligned to having the private sector drive growth and development in the economy.